Shalom, this is Billy Brim in the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, and this week we're watching the fig tree and all of her neighbors. We are watching nations of the end time prophetic word, the ones the prophets spoke about, Isaiah, Ezekiel, Zechariah, and we're going to see what the prophets said about them, and if we can see that that's what's happening in the Middle East today. The Middle East is all stirred up. It's in turmoil. And believe you me, this is not happening without God knowing it. We are in what is called the time of the judgment of the nations. I spoke to someone last week who's very knowledgeable, in fact, in government, and he expressed his great fear that Israel would be nuked, would be wiped off the map if our State Department and our administration doesn't change our actions. Well, folks, I'm all for that. The Bible says, even our economy, if you bless Israel, you're blessed. If you curse Israel, you're cursed. And we certainly, in the last several administrations, have not been moving with Israel in the way that the Bible says they should be moved with. We've instituted the roadmap to peace, which institutes dividing Jerusalem. That was in the Bush administration. In the latest administration, they've been talking to Israel's enemies and trying to appease them in every way. So your economy is going to suffer if you don't bless Israel. If you bless Israel, then you will be blessed even in your economy. And so, praise the Lord, we're believing God that the United States of America will have a correction of course and begin to bless Israel as we should do, and as we have done in times past. Yesterday, we went into a great detail about what is happening in Syria and what is happening in Iran. We took our news from news sources and went into what's happening that you can see with the newspaper in your hand, or watching the television news, or going online to Debka File, which is one of my sources. And then today we're going to go a little bit. Now, I want you to review that. I don't want to go all through it again today, but I want you to go on billybrim.org. That's BilleyBrim.org. And I want you to review what we did yesterday, Monday. Now, today we'll take a little bit up with the newspapers again, and then we're going to go to the Bible. We talked about what's happening with Syria, how that Bashar Assad, and who knows what will have happened by the time you hear this. I'm making this only a half a week earlier than you will hear it, but things are happening so quickly these days. The United States has started, and I got this from Debka File on February 7. They are drilling 20,000 troops on the U.S. East Coast for Persian Gulf action. It is called Bold Alligator 2012. Some 20,000 Marine seamen air crews from half a dozen countries are joining a U.S. nuclear aircraft carrier strike group and three U.S. Marine gunship carriers. They are practicing an attack on a fictitious mechanized enemy division which has invaded its neighbor. It is the largest amphibian exercise seen in the West for a decade, staged to simulate a potential Iranian invasion of an allied Persian Gulf country and a marine landing on the Iranian coast. Based largely on U.S. personnel and hardware, they are being joined by the French, British, Italian, Dutch, Australian, and New Zealand military elements in the drill. And even as this is happening, and the U.S. is doing exercises in the Gulf itself, there is also a buildup in Iran, and there is a military exercise going on there. Something has happened in Syria today to report that the first foreign troops are in Syria. Now, Bashar Assad, their leader of Syria, for almost 11 months, has been resisting the Syrian revolt by slaughter of the people, wholesale slaughter of the people. So from British and Qatari special ops units are operating with rebel forces under cover in the Syrian city of Homs. So we now have, for the first time that it's known, foreign people helping out the Syrian rebels. This is February the 8th. Iran. This is from the Jerusalem Post. Iran. U.S. Israel highly susceptible to retaliatory attack. Senior Revolutionary Guard official vows Iran will continue to pursue its objectives without considering Washington's policy of carrot and stick, says Israeli-U.S. threats of military action lack credibility. The United States and Israel are in no position to launch a military strike against Israel's nuclear facilities because of their high susceptibility to retaliatory attacks from the Islamic Republic, a senior Iranian military commander said Tuesday. Now, this is not what we say. This is not what the U.S. and Israel say. But this is what Iran says. Iran says that the U.S. and Israel are in no position to launch a military strike against Israel's nuclear facilities because of their high susceptibility to retaliatory attacks. Iranian news agency Press TV quoted senior Revolutionary Guard official Jazayiri as saying that both the U.S. and Israel were aware of Tehran's ability to hurt them with its counterattack, and therefore their threats lack credibility. The senior Revolutionary Guard official made the comments in response to remarks made by U.S. President Barack Obama on Sunday, in which he stated that diplomacy and not military action was the preferred solution to the dispute over Iran's nuclear program. Now let's just sit back and take a look at this. This was happening on Sunday. It is now, as I'm making this, Wednesday. What had happened 6 days before that was Leon Panetta, our defense minister, had said, we're ready to go. Israel's ready to go. And there's going to be a war between April and June. Now we have President Barack Obama saying, no, nobody knows if Israel. In other words, he's contradicting what our Secretary of Defense said. He's contradicting it. He says, no one knows if Israel is ready. And we certainly prefer to have a diplomatic resolution. So when he made that, it's just like the Islamic and the East. They respect power. They respect strength. They respect authority. So based on President Obama's wobbling, you might say, this Revolutionary Guard official says they're afraid. This shows that they're afraid and they won't attack us because they know that we will get them back. The White House did announce new sanctions on Iran Monday, clamping down on the activity of the country's central bank and on those who do business with it. They are the latest round of sanctions imposed by President Barack Obama. But I tell you, folks, I've been involved in this a long time, especially with Christians United for Israel, and we support sanctions, but so far sanctions have done nothing. What to do? Two triggers, remember, we read yesterday. There are two triggers. Number one, it's getting late. Somebody has to do something about Iran's nuclear thing. And the second trigger is Syria. What is happening in Syria? And so we want to see what the Bible says about these nations. And I would like for you to have your Bible and turn with me today to Zechariah. The prophet Zechariah. And if you want to do a real study on this, we have a book by David Baron. David Baron was trained in the best rabbinical schools in Russia, and he was born in 1855. And then later he came to recognize Jesus as the Messiah. And with his wonderful background in the Hebrew language, he has done a marvelous commentary on the book of Zechariah. Now, this is not for the faint of heart. If you don't want this book, if you're not willing to study, but if you're willing to study, we have this commentary, and it will throw light on what's happening in Israel now. Regarding chapter 9 of Zechariah, Baron writes in his book. Now, I'm going to read you out of the Bible, out of the King James. The burden of the word of the Lord in the land of Hadrach and Damascus shall be the rest thereof. When the eyes of man, as of all the tribes of Israel, shall be toward the Lord. And Hamat also which borders on Damascus. Regarding the last chapters of Zechariah, Barron writes, the overthrow of world power, that would be the Babylonian system, and the establishment of Messiah's kingdom may be given as the epitome of the last chapters of Zechariah, to which we have now come. There are two oracles which make up the whole of the second half of the book, chapters 9 through 11, that's one of the oracles, and chapters 12 through 14, show by their headings as well as by their contents, and even by their formal arrangements, that they are corresponding portions of a greater whole. Both sections treat of war. Both sections treat of war between the heathen world and Israel, though in different ways. In the first oracle, which is chapters 9 through 11, the judgment through which the Gentile world power over Israel is finally destroyed, and Israel is endowed with strength to overcome all their enemies, forms the fundamental thought and center gravity of the prophetic description of chapters 9 through 11. In the second oracle, as he calls it, chapters 12 through 14, the judgment through which Israel itself is sifted and purged in the final great conflict with the nations and transformed into the holy nation of Jehovah. This forms the leading topic of the last oracle. And so, folks, we are in a time right now when, and I've been saying this for a long, long time, we have entered into the judgment of the nations. You can go online and you can find out. I have put the scriptures together. I don't have all of them there, but I have made a list of them. The scriptures which show that nations as nations are judged on how they treat Israel. So just go to billybrim.org. That's BILLYEBRIM.ORG for a list of the scriptures. And I've printed the scriptures out for you so that you don't have to look them up. Or if you don't do computer, you can call us at 1-800-972-3447 and ask for the scriptures which show that the nations are judged on how they treat Israel. Judgment of the nations on how they treat Israel. We also have another list of scriptures, which is great, that gives all the promises that God promised the land to Israel. That's called the Promised Land, the Eternal Government Covenant. But what you want right now is the judgment scriptures. We're in the time of judgment of the nations. Everything that you see happening in the Middle East is going to culminate in the judgments of the nations. And this is Billy Brim and Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks saying, we're glad you were with us today, and we invite you to be with us tomorrow when we look at the nations in the headlines in the Bible. Shalom.